Welcome to the Self-Help Podcast, a weekly no-nonsense guide dedicated to your emotional health and well-being. Presented by entrepreneur Edward Lamb and psychotherapist Sean Orford. For more information, visit liveinthepresent.co.uk.
Hello and welcome to episode number 31 of the Self-Help Podcast. And to my laughing partner Sean, may I be the first to wish you a happy new year?
And a happy new year.
How are you doing? You all right?
I'm good.
It's 2014.
14, yeah. Amazing.
New year. New you.
Yeah, there's always a new me. Every day.
Every day.
Every day is a new year in my life.
Happy new year to all of our listeners as well. Yeah. We appreciate your you lending us your ears, and we hope that you continue to enjoy this show. We've got some big plans for it for the coming year.
Yep.
For those of you who don't know who we are and perhaps listening to this for the first time, go to liveinthepresent.co.uk. You can find out all about us. You can sign up for some free goodies if you put your email address in the box, and you can get all the links, the show notes to the things we're about to discuss. So head on over there and have a look if you haven't already. Did you have a good Christmas, Sean?
Amazing. So now we're into the new
fun and games. Do you go for it on New Year's Eve? What's your...
Family. It's a family round.
Yeah.
And... crazy things. Always end up playing those games where you have cards. You know, where you do things like you stick a card to your head.
Oh yeah.
And people have to tell you who you are, and you're thinking, I haven't got a clue. Yeah, kind of crazy things, but good.
I'm at the kind of quiet New Year stage at the moment because I've got a little lad, and also I've got friends who've got kids too. So other family are out, and our usual babysitters are out doing things on their own, which is cool. So we tend to we have like quiet little nights in with them now. Put the kids to bed, have some food and a couple of drinks.
Yeah,
Just about see out midnight and then get to bed. So yeah, the crazy days of staying out to in Liverpool till 2-3 o'clock, then desperately trying to get a taxi till 4 or 5 o'clock.
Yeah, crazy.
Long gone, but look back on them with fond memories.
Nostalgia.
Yeah, but New Year's an interesting time, especially in the self-help field, because it's all about resolutions.
Yeah, new beginnings. And interesting, that kind of nostalgia, because people look back at the last year either with a sense of loss because it was a really good one, or that feeling of like, oh, I'm really glad that's over.
Yeah.
And I know loads of people, I guess, nature of being therapists, but lots of people have difficult years, and they're actually saying, I really wish this year would come to an end because next year is going to be different.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because all that's happened really is with the clocks or the calendar's changed to... A year on, but really it's just a new day. It's nothing different.
We've changed. It's all in our head.
We're strange. Strange creatures, we humans, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah. We need that kind of habit and ritual to make sense of it, don't we?
Yeah. But still, it's something that we can latch onto, all of us, and we can set goals, can't we? And
I think it's a good point to review. And on TV and stuff coming up to New Year, you get loads of these programmes about, you know, what happened, a review of, or the best songs or whatever, you know.
And top 50 worst. Yeah. Haircuts
Or outtakes from programs, but all that kind of stuff, which is kind of funny and it's good, and it brings things to a close and gives us that new start, that new beginning, and that gives us a chance to do a kind of a self audit emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, and decide what we're going to do next, what we're going to let go of from the past. Hopefully,
well, all the work that we do at Live in the Present stems, the initial bit of work in the book at least, is to let go of the past. Yeah. So, well, should we start discussing about?
Yeah. I like the Dickens, you know, Jacob Marley, all that kind of stuff, and the Ghost of Christmas Past.
Mm.
And we need to let go of the Ghost of Christmas Past. We need to let go of all the negativity. We need to let go of the negativity of yesterday, let alone the negativity of last year or the whole of our lives. We need to let it go and actually be where we are. Nobody ever can be in their present and enjoy where they are whilst they're holding on to the past. It doesn't matter how bad last year was.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone. It has gone. It ain't coming back. It has gone. Even if the worst things you could possibly imagine happened last year, they've gone. Yeah, we're now in the present moment, and that's where we've got to be. And in the present moment, we can create the future. We can't create the future if we keep hanging back in the past.
Yeah.
If we're in the present, we can create this wonderful new year, 2014. How good is it going to be?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. When I do programs, do a presentation or something, the first thing I say to the audience that are there is, all of you individually decided what you were going to get out of this program before you came in the room.
Yep.
Yeah, you either thought, hey, wait, we've got this Sean guy today, isn't that going to be amazing? Or you thought, oh, my God, not that rubbish.
Mm-hmm.
And already you've written the script, you've dictated what you're going to get out of the day, out of the hour. Well, I think that's true for the year. It's a new year. And as you listen to this, you're already dictating how the year is going to go. You're writing the script of your life. Either it's going to be, oh, my God, it's another day of hell, or it's going to be, woo, another day in paradise, depending on how you choose to write your script. And that's the self-responsibility that you have for your life.
Yeah, well, we're lucky that everyone listening to this right now, they're listening to it because they know that, well, that we all need to work on ourselves.
Yeah, I hope so.
And that we're all looking forward to a positive future.
Yeah.
So the people listening to this now are, yeah, they're a cool bunch. They're
and
cool.
If you're new to this way of looking at the world, you know, I really want to focus on that idea that you do write the script of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what you think about, you bring about, thoughts become things. You are writing the very next chapter of your life, and 2014 is a chapter. How do you want it to be? Do you want to be the hero in your story? Do you want it to have a good end?
Well, it's an interesting time as well, because not everyone in the world is into self-help stuff. It's quite interesting. Sometimes I'm not embarrassed about it, but I won't tell everyone I know that about this show, because there's a certain stigma attached to self-help stuff. If only they realised how cool this show was. But New Year is a time when everyone embraces it and kind of sets resolutions, don't they? Or most people will.
But I don't think people mean it. I think that there's this kind of superficial habit, which is, oh, New Year, got to make a New Year's resolution. And people have this kind of superficial idea that doesn't have any depth into it. And because it doesn't have the depth, it doesn't have the commitment. And then it fails.
Mm-hmm.
And we know from our work that for it to succeed, you have to work on something for 30 days persistently and consistently to get your brain, the neural net in your brain working with the new habit. And then it takes another 60 days to get into long-term memory. So 90 days, it's 3 months in before the habits that you're thinking about at New Year are starting to take effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you're building on it from there. And that's why people fail, because they don't hook into in a way that makes them persistent and consistent about their new ideas, the new things that they want.
Yeah, I was chatting with a pal before Christmas, and he was like a lot of other people, he's having a detox in January from alcohol.
Yep.
He's taking a month out from it. And then we were joking around, so we said, oh, so what, you're starting straight after New Year's Eve, as in on, like, you're not going to drink after midnight? And he was like, oh, no, hang on, no, January the 2nd is when I'll start. And, you know, he's a good pal of mine, so I know he's not serious drinker, he hasn't got serious issues, but at the same time, it's just a little fact, it's a little insight to people don't take it that seriously, maybe.
Yeah, but that's the thing about being committed and consistent and persistent about the activity.
Yeah.
And lots of people say they try to stop smoking, and they don't really want to stop smoking, they're not prepared to stop smoking, they haven't done the groundwork to get them to the point where they can stop smoking, and then they fail and have that negative self-image about, I'm a waste of space and I can't do it.
Mm.
Yeah, so most people with something like smoking might take them 5-6 times before they actually succeed.
Yeah, smoking is probably the classic New Year's resolution, maybe, or maybe to eat more balanced, healthy diet.
Or join the gyms. I mean, gyms are funded by people joining after Christmas and then not going.
Yeah.
If everybody that joined the gym turned up, it would be like sardines in a tin.
Do you have a gym membership, Sean?
I have had gym memberships, and they've been the most expensive toilets I've ever used. Yeah. And I couldn't understand why, having paid all that money, I didn't lose weight immediately and become amazingly fit. Yeah, but it's that whole thing, isn't it? If you don't do it, you don't get it.
Yep, cool. Okay, but I know you switched off over Christmas in terms of working and helping people. I'm sure you did a bit here and there, because people do need help at certain times of the year. But, I mean, when New Year comes and you get back to work and you're helping people, is it resolution-based, and how do you help people stick to a plan?
It depends on what's happened over Christmas, because I get divorce season. I know that in the first few weeks back in from Christmas, that there's going to be people that have decided to end their relationship. And I get the spike in divorces after Christmas and after the summer holidays. So that will be a big thing to deal with over the coming month. People will be looking at things that they've decided to change, and I will be working with them to make sure that they're committed to the change, because the thing that I don't want is people to fail in their attempts to change and then develop negative self-imagery, because that just makes it worse and worse, makes it more difficult.
Yeah,
so it's maintained the positive. It's easier to have smaller goals that are easier to achieve and do those in a stepped way than to have a big goal that you can't achieve and then get a negative response. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'll be working with that.
Okay.
But Ree and I have standard kind of things we go through. This is one of Ree's things, the first thing, but I would identify with using it as well. So she would have a set of things that she would work through with people. So the first one would be, and this is in terms in the beginning of starting to let go. So the first question would be, how was 2013 for you?
Mm-hmm.
How was 2013 for you, Ed?
It was good. Yeah. It's busy. The podcast actually is probably, work-wise, is probably one of the coolest things we've managed to create.
Yeah, I'd go with that.
It's all a bit frantic, really, work-wise at the moment, which is good and bad connotations. And, you know, obviously dad stuff as well, which is a joy, but it's exhausting as well. So I'm at a busy stage of life. But it was a good year.
Yeah.
Ticks and boxes. I didn't get an adventure in 2013, which I'll talk about later. I've got one planned for the year ahead.
Okay.
But so that was perhaps the only thing I could have done a bit more work on.
Okay, so her second question, I'd go with you on that. I think the podcast was a real kind of breakthrough for me and has led on to loads of other ideas and things that will come from that, which is great. Yeah. So her second one is, what was your greatest lesson in 2013? And if you could repeat anything that you would do differently, what would it be?
Wow. Okay, well, do you want to answer that one? Have you had any big lessons come in the last year?
Oh, I don't know. Life is full of lessons. I wouldn't identify any big ones, particularly in the year. I think that maybe the reminder for me about having that continual self-review, and by that I don't mean kind of analysing yourself up your own exhaust pipe, I don't mean that. But I mean just having that awareness of am I on track about being who I want to be? Is a thing that I think from my point of view, because of the pace that I tend to work at and the kind of things I have to deal with, it's easy to lose me in that sometimes.
I think I'd
go for that, really.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So number three would be, what are you most proud of attempting or achieving in 2013? And I guess for me, I'd stick around the podcast and all the implications of that.
Places. Yeah, totally. Yeah, I mean, it's been really good. It was a good year for me, work-wise, on the whole. But yeah, the podcast's brilliant. It's good fun.
And what are you most grateful for?
But I mean, life in general, but if I hone it down, then it's got to be for the little lad, little William in my life.
Yeah.
He just continues to amaze me.
Yeah.
The little swine. Waking me up at 5:30 every day. But still, just amazing.
Yeah. I think that the thing or the person I'm most grateful for would be Ree. Really. I mean, we have an amazing life and she's an amazing person. That's really
good. Yeah, no, I wouldn't want to discount my lovely wife as well. I want to say William, but I know she would agree.
Yeah.
She would say that Will's the best thing in her life too, but I see her in Will and I'm sure she sees me in him too, even though he looks like her, which is a little bit annoying. I'm in there somewhere. But,
maybe it'll come out later.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. But, yeah, that's cool. We're lucky in that sense, aren't we?
Yeah. Okay, well, what do you need to let go of from 2013 in order to move into 2014 free from that baggage?
Wow. Okay. Yeah, for me, I don't know, things perhaps like work, relationships or people I work with and for that perhaps are just holding me back more than I need. Someone emailed me the other week from the podcast, a chap called Mike, saying that he didn't say it was an addiction to money, but he's too focused on money and that he'll accept jobs and things in that he shouldn't do just for a quick paycheck. And I'm probably guilty of that every now and again.
Yeah.
Working with people and companies that it's short term fulfilling financially, but long term it's just more of a hassle, really. So
I think for me it would be time. I mean, the year's gone like crazy, like whoosh. But I've been working too many hours, in the sense of doing too much face-to-face therapeutic stuff And I need more space to write and to record and stuff like that. And indeed, to spend more time with the family. You know, it's easy to work. I mean, it can be for me that I can start at 7 in the morning and end at 10 at night. And that can just be solid. Mm-hmm. And there are that many people that need things.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure many listeners can relate to that too. And it's the that classic top 5 regrets of the dying article, yep. Isn't it? Number one is always spent too much time working rather than with me, hanging out with my family.
Yeah.
Friends and family.
Yeah, I would get back into that thing that we did a while ago about is what we do work? Because I think that I'm not identifying it as working less, more than kind of adapting what I do into different ways of doing it.
Yeah, you know, managing your time more effectively and all
that's
that
a good
stuff.
Word. Yeah, that could kind of idea.
Yeah, plenty of books on that topic. Get one for you.
So next one is what three things can you strive for in 2014? And you put in after that brackets, write them down.
Yeah, that's it. Well, I was at a talk the other night, a business event, and there's a guy doing a guest talk, and he highlighted some research done at Stanford Uni, I think, back in the 70s, and about tracking the students who were already obviously kind of hitting above their weight, punching above their weight, academically speaking. But it tracked those who wrote down the goals for the next 5-10 years and those that didn't. And then it went back 10 years later to look at these people. And it, you know, it was ranking them in terms of how they're doing financially. But those that had written down their goals were way, way ahead of the rest, financially speaking. Now, you can go on to say whether that's positive or negative.
Yeah, but you could relate that to any area of life, aren't you?
Yeah.
Are you saying that in writing it down and actually planning, they stayed more focused on target, on terms, what they were doing?
Yeah, exactly. But I've also read research to say that by writing goals down, you're kind of less likely to achieve them because you've already kind of... Your brain kind of thinks that you've...
done that.
Yeah. Or verbalising things sometimes. But I think mainly we'll say, if you've got a plan and you're that passionate about it, then you should write it down and then figure out the ways to achieve it, right?
When we get to the end of this session, I mean, one of my things is about what we should do for next year, is based around that, but we'll come back to that.
But have you got big plans for 2014 or any big goals?
Yeah, I mean, every year for me is full of goals. I've got this thing for me about I can't imagine getting everything done before I die. I imagine the Grim Reaper banging on the door, saying, "Come on, Sean, it's your time," and me saying, "Just bugger off and let me finish this and come back in a couple of hours. You know, I'm busy at the moment." it feels like it's going to be like that. I don't know how we fit everything and that we need to do in the time available.
Yeah.
You know, but it has to be fun. That's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So her next thing, which goes on with that, I guess, is what three things can you strive for in 2014 and write them down, which we need to do, yeah? But then it's okay, and this is the important thing, is what is it that you need to believe about yourself and about the world in order to make these things happen?
Wow, okay.
What are the obstacles that we're putting in the way kind of stuff, isn't it?
I like that in the sense that, what would you have to believe about yourself? So it's... So many things in life which require a bit of imagination, think of the crazy things that some people have managed to achieve, whether it be landing on the moon or whatever. Which previously had just been thought impossible.
Yeah. Working with people, one of the things that I see lots of is the thing that people need more than anything is they need to believe that they're actually worth whatever it is. They need to give themselves that value.
Yeah.
And I see loads of people that would aspire to something but don't kind of really believe they deserve it.
Right.
You know, and I think that's an important thing. I have to feel like it's mine, I can claim it. It's almost like I need to be able to claim it before I can have it or be it. And that's quite important, I think.
Yeah, it's an important step, isn't it?
Yeah.
That one. I haven't heard that one mentioned before. I like that.
Yeah. And I think from my point of view, that idea about the time issue is about... I need to believe there's enough time in the day because it feels to me like there isn't.
Mm.
Yeah, I need to change my perception of the day to be able to get the best out of it.
Yeah.
I like that idea that it's an ongoing process. We kind of never get to the end, lifelong learning.
That's it. Yeah, I don't think there's an end to some of this stuff, is there? We just keep on working.
And the last one in that list from Ree is reflecting on past patterns of behaviour. Could you, reflecting on past patterns of behaviour, what is it that you would be doing to sabotage achieving your goals? It's like, what are the habits and the patterns that we build in on a regular basis that do scupper us?
Yeah, okay, so that's kicking negative habits and stuff.
Yeah. I think one of my things in that is the need to say yes to people when maybe sometimes I should be passing it on to someone else and not actually saying no to somebody,
yeah,
but actually moving it on.
Yep, same here.
Yeah.
Same here, and then that would free up time to...
Have you ever thought in your world of having someone who is maybe an apprentice that you would be working with?
Yeah, well, that's part of my plans for this year, actually, is to start farming out a bit of the work that I receive in and getting other people to do it, because I'm a bit precious about taking care of everything for people sometimes.
Yeah.
When I could more efficiently fire an email out to someone I know that's up to the job and say, email me when it's done.
Yeah. I used to run a company which provided people like me across the country from the Isle of Wight to Scotland, providing people that were running staff support systems and employee assistance programs, they're very often known as, in different organisations. And the thing that I found was that the more people that I used, the less I could keep control of it, the mm-hmm. less it reflected the images of what I wanted. And in the end, when I took my eye off the ball for too long because of other things going on, the whole organisation had moved in ways that didn't reflect what I wanted or would need.
Yeah.
So in the end, I kind of got rid of it. But I often wonder whether if I had another person that I worked with directly, who was maybe a young person who was kind of coming up and could take on the things, but in a kind of a spirit of shared understanding.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I suppose it must be like that for you. If you've got someone trying to design something and you've got the ideas in your head and you want them to come out of their hands, you have to...
Yeah, it's tricky. Yeah. Yeah, people come to me because they kind of want Ed to do it, so it's tricky letting go of that kind of thing. But
yeah,
it's going to be a good challenge for the year ahead.
Ree also sent us a poem that she uses with her clients, and it's about, or with her patients in her world, I guess. And she's looking at the way that people would look at their life. And I think that this is interesting, because she's saying here, which one of these statements best describes where your life is now, and what is it that you would need to do to be able to turn the page and move on through these different kind of chapters that are described in the sentences?
Okay.
And they're about kind of the way that we approach life. And if thoughts become things and we're creating next year already in our mind, which one of these fits best the way that you experience life? So the first one would be, I walk down the street, there's a hole in the pavement, I fall in it, I'm lost, I'm hopeless, it isn't my fault, it takes me forever to find my way out.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me sounds like, if the street's life and the whole of the obstacles in life and I fall in it, it's other people's fault. It's like I have no responsibility for my life, I'm a victim of everything.
Yeah.
And that's like a life script.
Sure.
That people get. And if you think about last year, does that reflect the way last year was? Are you going to repeat it this year?
Well, are people ready to move on at all from last year? Yeah. You've got to be right.
Yeah. So number two would be, same idea but slightly different. I walk down the street and there's a hole in the pavement and I pretend that I don't see it. That's the sabotage, isn't it? But I fall in again. I can't believe I'm in the same place. But it's not my fault. It's still not my fault. It still takes a long time for me to get out. Yeah, so the same kind of concepts, but moved on a little bit. Yeah. The third one would be, I walk down the same street. There's a deep hole in the pavement and I see it's there. But I still fall in it again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's my habit, but my eyes are open and I know where I am and I know it's my fault and I get out immediately. And that's a powerful one, isn't it? Because now I'm starting to take responsibility.
Yes, yeah, so you're still tripping, but you're getting back up, dusting yourself down.
And I guess from that point of view, that there's always going to be problems in life. Yeah, if I can take responsibility for it, then I can do things about it, I can make it different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. Better.
Okay, next one. I walk down the same street. There's a deep hole in the pavement and I walk around it. Yeah, woo! I finally got to that point. I've woken up. I can see it. I'm not allowing the problems in life to stop me walking down my street.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that to me, all these things are like the progression. It's being able to go through that waking up process.
Very good.
Taking responsibility. And the last one that I like is simply, I walk down a different street.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because now I'm an acting choice. I don't have to go keep doing the same script over and over again. I'm writing another story.
Yeah, but you'll go down that different street with the awareness that there might be a hole down that street as well, right?
Yeah, and making sure I don't fall down.
Or there might be a piano falling on your head or something.
So from that point of view, which chapter best describes your life right now? And what could you do to turn the page to start over again? And one of the things that she sticks on the end of this is, who is it who could assist you in doing it?
Mm.
And that's an important thing, isn't it? In terms of calling on the resources around you.
Yeah.
So that you can achieve things that you want, using other people to help you get there.
And, oh, was that a beep on your iPad?
No, it wasn't a tweet.
Well,
definitely didn't tweet then.
You're a technicality this time, but from now on it's tweets and beeps of all kinds. It's a fiver.
Yeah, no, for that. That wasn't a tweet, that was a beep. I'm a tweet-free zone.
But getting back to the issue, that's about building a team around you, isn't it? And surrounding yourself with people of the right mindset and people that you have a positive impact on.
Well, I mean, when we're looking at these things, it's about, you can tell where you're up to by looking at the people around you.
Yeah.
Because the people around you are the people that you're attracted to, they're the people that you mix with, and they're reflecting where you're up to. And if you're looking at them, you're thinking, woo, these are a really good, crazy bunch of people, then you're all right. If you're looking at them thinking, oh, my God, yeah, you're in the wrong place, you are reflecting the wrong stuff back to you.
Yep.
You know?
And it's time to do a bit of work to move on, which can be tricky, ditching people from your life, blimey, isn't it?
Yeah.
That can be some of the hardest work.
Yeah.
Total.
So, okay, let's look at our 2014s. What are you going to achieve? What's going to happen in your life?
All right, well, I've got business goals in terms of moving my businesses on, maybe getting more people involved to help share the load and free up a bit of time. I've got Italy coming up in May, which is cool, which I'll need to work hard to be able to afford that. We're going to Sorrento.
Right.
To a wedding, which is awesome. I've also tentatively agreed to go to Africa on a cycling trip.
Yeah.
Uganda to Rwanda, 500 miles over a week and a half.
Yeah.
So now that I've said it, I've got to do it.
So is that sponsored?
Yeah, it will be. Yeah.
So you'll be looking for sponsors. Can you hear that, everybody?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'll be talking about that a lot, hopefully, in the coming months. Yeah. There's lots to do in terms of preparation and obviously getting myself in slightly better shape as well, because it's quite a big trip, so that's exciting. And then there's always the old karting as well.
Yeah.
Next season we're gonna hopefully be close to a podium or get a podium.
Yep.
Rather than trailing around at the back and not being able to get started and all that.
You're gonna be an alpha karter.
Yeah. I'm gonna be ruining my back racing cars. So that'd be cool. What about you?
I have loads of things to do. Loads of books to finish. Now that the studio is finished, I've got lots of recording to do.
Yes.
Which is good. And my main project, which I will be working with you on, I hope, is Mind Brain Systems, which is about developing 90-day programs that can enable people to change using the neuropsychology that we understand. So, and that would be things like anxiety and confidence and depression. Whole variety of programs so that people can build the kind of brains that lead them to use the kinds of experience that they want positively.
Yep.
To achieve the lives that are going to fulfil them.
Yeah, we're going to be pushing humanity forward, aren't we?
Yeah.
Little by little.
Yeah, driving. Mind Brain Systems website will be up soon. So mindbrainsystems.com.
I think there is something there already, actually.
Yep.
A kind of bare bones, but gives you a little taster.
Yeah, and that will be growing over the year, and that will really change your life.
That's amazing. Exciting.
Yeah.
Okay, so some self-help tips for people listening in who are sitting there, pen and paper in hand, writing, busy, about to write down the goals and plans for the future.
I think that it has to be in the present and let go of the past. And that does mean step one of the book. And stop worrying about the spirit of Christmas future. It's like, be here now, get your life on track now and create the world that you want.
Mm.
And to do that, it's the thing that we've bounced off a couple of times, is surround yourself with positive people.
Yeah.
One of the things about that, Harv Eker, I've said it before, I'll say it again, Harv Eker, love the quote, he's talking about trying to get people with positive mindsets to create wealth. And he's got a guy that keeps moaning. And he says to the guy, why do you keep moaning? And the guy says, I keep moaning because my life's so bad. And he says, no, your life's so bad because you keep bloody moaning. Shut up. Mm. Stop moaning.
Yep.
Stop reinforcing the negative all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The world is a positive place. The fact that the sun shines, the fact that the moon comes up, you know, it's an amazing place to be in. Enjoy the moment. Be there.
Enjoy the ride.
Yeah. Incredible. Yep. And I guess the best self-help tip has to be get our book, get the Live in the Present book.
Indeed, yeah.
And actually do it.
Not a bad place to start.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's no good if you buy the book and you put it on the shelf, because it ain't going to work. You have to buy the book and actually do the things in the book.
That's why we have a disclaimer at the start, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Completely. I still haven't seen another self-help book with something like that.
No, yeah.
Right at the front before you read anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something else I'll add to that is that when you are planning your goals and your dreams and what have you, it's important not to live out other people's dreams as well.
Yeah, or their expectations of who you should be.
Yeah, do it because you want to do it, not because someone else thinks you should or you think whatever they're thinking.
Be true to yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. So cycling through Africa might not be your thing.
Sounds pretty good to me.
You fancy it?
Yeah.
There are some slots on the trip if you're up to it.
So when is it? When?
July.
Is it July?
Mm.
Give me some dates. I'll look at my schedule.
That'd be cool. Yeah. We could do a live self-help podcast from the forests of Rwanda.
Yeah.
Or the hills of Rwanda.
Yeah, amazing. Amazing, yeah. I mean, things like that are so important to do in terms of expanding your conscious awareness.
Mm.
You know, really.
Yeah, I need more awareness in my life at the moment of how big the world is and how cool the place is. I'm a bit insulated at the moment. I have been for a while.
Yeah.
Cooped up in the little in the world here. But hey ho.
Cool.
Life's good. Okay, you got a resource of the week, Sean?
My resource is this. What I think everybody that's listening to this should do now, Ed and I have agreed that we're going to do it, is we're going to write a letter to ourselves from next New Year.
Yeah,
it's a bit like writing a letter or a speech. Imagine that it's a New Year's party next year and someone is talking about what it is that you've achieved over the last year.
Mm-hmm.
Or you've written a letter yourself congratulating yourself on what you've achieved over the last year. And in doing that, in writing down the things that you'd like to have got done in 2014, enables you to create the plan. Create the plan, do it, tick them off. Yeah, become your hero in your own life.
Keeping it simple, I'm mentioning a book called Himalaya by Michael Palin, and this could be any one of his travel books because he's written one for each TV series, I think. But there's a quote I read recently called, "Travel is the only thing that you can buy that makes you richer."
Yeah, that's cool, that.
Which I like that, and I need a bit more of that in my life at the moment. It's part of the reason why I'm hoping to get across to Africa and Italy as well this year.
Mm.
But we live in an amazing time when you can't. If you've got a little bit of dosh, see some amazing sights. And even then, you don't have to go far. There's so many parts of the UK that I need to see still.
Yeah.
Even just down the road.
I mean, you're talking about cycling 500 miles. There's a bunch of guys from one of the companies I'm involved in who are doing a charity cycle down to Paris.
Ah, yeah. London to Paris.
Yeah.
That's a good ride, I've heard.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, I mean, you can London to Paris, same distance, down to the south of France, you know, a little bit more.
Oh man, you can get places quick by bike. You can travel some real, you can do 20 miles in an hour and a half easy. You don't have to be in great shape at all.
Yeah, chuck your bike on a train and
off you go.
Get off the other end. Yeah.
Mm. So Himalaya by Michael Palin is a good one. He's got a good outlook on life, and even if you get one of the TV show series and box set, or we managed to find it online, just watch those because they're inspiring things for the year ahead.
Yeah, cool.
Marvellous. Okay, Sean, we continue. We move on with the podcast through
and
the year.
And we're going to have an amazing 2014.
We are.
Yeah.
I'm supercharged with excitement.
I can tell.
Next week, we're going to talk about children and what they can teach us. This is something I kind of bang on about every week with my little lad. filling me with joy and enthusiasm and fatigue in equal measure. But kids can teach us a few things, can't they?
Yeah.
Their outlook on life and how they affect us and how they can...
Completely.
Sometimes, to be honest, they can sometimes perhaps get in the way of what you really want to do.
Yeah, but they teach us so much about ourselves.
Yeah.
It's good.
So that was actually a suggestion by one of our listeners, so we thank you for that, and we'll talk about it more next week. In the meantime, go to the website livingthepresent.co.uk for all the show notes from this week's episode. If you could share the show with a pal on our website or online, Twitter, Facebook, that would be fantastic. We're hoping to grow the audience significantly this year.
Yeah,
sure.
It's going to be our big one.
We're going global.
Yeah.
And yeah, see you fans online. But also, Happy New Year, everyone, and here's 2014,
Yeah, have a good one.
Bye, everyone. Definitely the worst ending yet.